You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The 2016 calendar year is pretty much over, so it's time to take a look back at the season that was. Let's talk about the Texas Rangers with T.R. Sullivan. I'm Allison Futter. T.R., looking back at the Rangers season, a lot of really good moments, and then it ended in one of the most disappointing division series, really, that I've ever witnessed. When you look back at the season as a whole, is there anything in particular that stands out to you as something that was sort of a defining moment of the season?
Wow. You know, the thing about the Rangers, they won the division title, and they won it with so many one-run games and so many come-from-behind wins that you could pick almost any. You know, there was one against the Oakland on July 25th. They were down 5-1 after three innings, down 6-5 going to the bottom of the ninth, and then Adrian Beltre hits a two-out, two-run home run to give him the victory. I mean, that's just kind of the example of how they won a lot of the baseball games. It was just so many thrilling moments. I mean, you know, you can talk about Rougned Odor and his brawl with Jose Bautista on May 15th. Certainly that sticks out in everybody's mind. You know, you got to go to August 1st when they made the big deals with Jonathan LaCroix and Carlos Beltran and Jeremy Jeffress. And then they, you know, they got Carlos Gomez on as a free agent after he'd been released by the Astros. You know, a big moment for the Rangers, I think, was on August 25th. They'd come home. They were going to have a 10-game homestand. They were going to play the Indians, the Mariners, and the Astros. The division was on the line. Everybody knew this was going to be a big homestand. Gomez comes out the first game, hits a three-run home run in his first at bat against the Indians. They win that game 9-0, and they, you know, they go on have an 8-2 homestand. You know, I think that was like a big night for the Rangers, just starting off that homestand right. And of course, you know, they got the new ballpark approved. That was obviously a huge moment. And, you know, another one that I think everybody's going to remember for a long, long time is when Prince Fielder retired. You know, he had the another herniated disc in his neck. They were in California. He got the prognosis. It wasn't good. The doctors told him that surgery was required and he should not play again. And they had the big emotional press conference on August 10th at the ballpark. All his teammates were in the media conference room, and very emotional day for the Rangers. I think that was obviously a very memorable moment for them in 2016.
Yeah, those are all extreme. It's just a fascinating season for the Rangers. And they've made so many moves over time, and all the acquisitions, like you mentioned, and the trade deadline that they absolutely, it was probably the best trade deadline of any team. And then to fall short the way they did in the postseason had to have been hugely disappointing, not just for that particular moment, obviously, they wanted to advance, but also just they were really going for it, and they really sacrificed a lot of their farm system to get that done and to not have advanced past the division series, not even won a game. That has to be something that's, like, really bothering the front office at this point.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to look back at 2016 and – because you got two episodes. One that lasted a full regular season, and it was an unbelievable season, and all the comebacks. And we didn't even talk about August 24th when Yu Darvish hit his major league home run. What a moment that was for the Rangers! But like you said, there's so many great moments. And again, you know, they made the big trades. They traded six minor leaguers, and three of them were first round draft picks. And they won the division. They had the best record in the American League. They had home field advantage, and then, you know, the other episode, almost the second part of the season, was when they go out and lose three straight to the Blue Jays. The first two games weren't even competitive. You know, Cole Hamels got knocked out in the second inning. Yu Darvish did not pitch well. They weren't even close games. The third game was a very, very good ball game. But, I mean, by then they're down 2-0 and they're in Toronto. So it's unfair to look at the 2016 season and remember the three-game sweep to the Blue Jays more than you would the amazing regular season, but that's part of baseball. As they say, you know, when your team is, I mean, the Rangers were the one that said, hey, we got to win the World Series. That's our goal. Anything else is a failure. I mean, they were pretty flat out saying that, hey, we got to win the World Series for this to be a successful season. They didn't do it.
I didn't do it. Okay, good stuff, TR. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.